Well, Lee, it's part of a pattern. When I believe I'm the only person that I know of who's documented, maybe there's somebody else out there, I don't know. Secret Service appeared under Kimberly Cheadle, who thank God is now gone. Yeah. Although the guy who took over for her, I think maybe worse. Yeah. They appear to think their job is to protect the Bidens from the consequences of their crimes.
Right.
Okay, that is not their job.
No.
Their job is to protect high-value political targets from assassination.
For us, that would be referred to as obstruction of justice.
Yes, and it's illegal. For instance, if you or I were to destroy or attempt to destroy, say, evidence of a crime, we could ourselves be put in prison.
Right.
In fact, covering crime as I did for many years as a reporter in Charlotte, I wrote many stories at the state and local level, probably three or four, about police officers who went to prison. Why? Because they were working with, in one case, a drug dealer who was giving them cash and they covered up evidence of a crime. You can't do that. You can't do that. You also can't cover up evidence somebody's innocent. Ask Mike Nifong. Remember the Duke rape case? He went to prison. He was the prosecutor. Okay. So just because you're Kimberly Cheadle and you're the head of the Secret Service does not mean it is your job to cover up the Bidens' crimes. And yet, we find out overnight from another series of whistleblowers, that's exactly what she did. She wanted to destroy that cocaine found in the White House. But the uniformed division of the Secret Service clashed with her. And apparently, we don't know all the details of this part yet, she tried to retaliate against those who would not allow her to destroy the evidence of a crime. And look, for the rest of us here in America, cocaine's still a crime. May not be for the Bidens, but it is for us. Actually, it is for them, too.
Yeah,
so
they just don't get prosecuted.
No, they just don't get prosecuted. So what does this mean? Well, this is actually part of a pattern that I've been screaming about for a very long time. I didn't do the reporting, but I've connected the dots. Let's go back for a moment. Headline, Politico, a left-wing publication. Sources, and we now know this to be the case because it came out in court. Sources, Secret Service inserted itself into case of Hunter Biden's gun. Remember when Hunter Biden, his then girlfriend disposed of the gun in a trash can? At the time, Hunter Biden was not entitled to Secret Service. And yet, weirdly, Secret Service showed up at the gun store that he bought the gun for, from, flashed their badges, and demanded the papers that he had filled out in order to be able to buy the gun, attesting to, hey, I'm not using drugs. Well, remember, because they knew he was in trouble. The owner of the gun store said, okay, here you go, but he kept a copy, which is why Hunter Biden was ultimately convicted. So there you have the Secret Service trying to seize the evidence of Hunter's crime. They almost got him out of the charges, but this gun store owner was smart and kept a copy. Again, Hunter was not entitled to Secret Service protection at the time. Why was Secret Service running around covering up his crimes? This was back in October of 2018. Wasn't the only time. Let's pull this one up. If you use me for show prep, please talk about this because the national media needs this information. They need to be able to put these connect these dots. Okay. Remember, and the UK Daily Mail reported this. The headline, if you want to go get the article for yourself for your own show, Joe Biden accidentally paid Hunter's escort at Chateau Marmont. What is that? Okay, remember Hunter liked to illegally traffic in girls, prostitutes. I don't know why he couldn't use good old American prostitutes. So he would internationally traffic them in from Ukraine and Russia, something we still haven't gotten a bottom of. Well, his credit card didn't work. Remember that? His credit card did not work. So he used a credit card that was in Joe Biden's name. Within 2 hours of that, the Secret Service agent in charge in LA, over the LA office, shows up at his door. The guy, Lee, had retired the month before. Former Secret Service agent retired the month before. Within 45 minutes, a second recently retired Secret Service agent shows up at Hunter's hotel room. He was the former assistant director of the Secret Service. He had recently retired as well. He shows up at the door. Hey, come on, you used Joe's credit card to pay for the Russian prostitutes. Let us help you. We're going to fix this for you. And they demanded Hunter come downstairs and let them in. And he seemed to have to answer them to them, too. It was weird. He said, okay, 5 minutes, then he never came down. So they knocked on the door. They came up, knocked on the door, demanded to be let in. So what? Three times right there. You've got three times it appears the Secret Service feels its job is to go behind the Bidens and cover up their crime.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's what Kimberly Cheadle spends her time doing. Because she sure as heck is protecting Trump.
I was just going to say, you can see why they didn't have time to... appropriately defend the former president. So they're busy covering up things for the Bidens.
Yeah, then overnight, we're going to get into this. Jesse Waters doing the job the entire U.S. mainstream media just can't seem to do with this attempted assassination, which, by the way, they'd like to memory hole, pretend it never happened. It happened. And what we're this is why they don't want to remember it happened, because what we're finding out is shocking. You know, the Secret Service agent who was running the Butler rally in Pennsylvania. So secret, we cannot know her name, Lee. Cannot know her name.
No.
Not allowed to know. I bet you we can't know her name because we Google her, man. Her connections are going to blow your mind. I guarantee you, whoever she is. Whoever she is, it's going to blow your mind. She was running such a loose ship. She wasn't checking IDs at the Butler rally. She was letting people unknown into what are supposed to be secured areas around Donald Trump, wide open. That broke overnight from Senator Josh Hawley.
Senator, what have these whistleblowers been telling your office?
This individual, the site agent, the lead agent, was known to the Trump campaign to be inexperienced, to be ineffectual, to be frankly incompetent at their job. Well, I'm also told by whistleblowers that on that day, she was not enforcing the normal security protocols. She was not checking people's IDs. She did not use Secret Service agents. Most of the agents there that day were not Secret Service agents. They were Homeland Security agents. And get this, Jesse, most of them had never worked a rally before. Oh, and yet God. This is who she chose to staff the event with, and she didn't train them or integrate them. From top to bottom, it was a total disaster. Jesse, it is a miracle, not only that Trump is alive, but that more good Americans were not killed. It's unbelievable.
See, I don't think any of this is an accident. Now, remember what we also learned about the rally over the weekend was that the current Secret Service director suspended the advance team. This is the it's like CPR team, basically. They come in. They're the ones who are supposed to identify assassination hotspots and draw them into the perimeter. That's why it was never done. They were never there. They usually stay once the rally starts. And the whistleblower told Senator Josh Hawley that the first time he showed up with a rangefinder and tried to get through the metal detector 3 hours before the assassination attempt, he would have been in handcuffs. But they weren't there. Ron Rowe, the head of the Secret Service, suspended them. There was no advance work. There was none whatsoever. That's why nobody ever met with the locals. Because the team that does that was deliberately not sent. Why? Nobody knows. Then he lied to Congress about it. Remember, he said they got all the assets they had requested, all the assets they should need for that. No, they didn't. He lied. He suspended the key people, the advance people. That's why everything went down the way that it did. But this partly about she wasn't checking IDs. They were just letting whoever walk right up.
You're saying that the site agent in charge of this security in Butler wasn't checking IDs? What do you mean? She was just letting people in?
That is what whistleblowers tell me, is that IDs were not checked to allow individuals into secure areas, Jesse. In other words, it was a total free-for-all. Whistleblowers portray to me a circumstance, a situation that was totally out of control, where people were milling around, including in what were supposed to be highly secure areas. Nobody knew who they were. By the way, it was also the lead site agent's job to make sure that the line of sight for where Trump was clear, that agents could see all angles. And she didn't do that. In fact, I'm told that the line of sight was obstructed, which means that agents from different angles couldn't really see around Trump, couldn't see potential dangers to Trump. This is pretty textbook stuff, Jesse. And what whistleblowers say to me is none of it was done properly. None of it was done by the book. And frankly, when you know all that, it's amazing more people weren't killed.
So let me get this straight. You didn't send the advance team, but you did send a team who's never worked a rally before. What would be the purpose of a team that's never worked a rally before? They wouldn't see these security lapses, Lee. They wouldn't notice them. No. They wouldn't know of how egregious the security lapses were. And what did they send? They sent investigators from the Department of Homeland Security. They have never worked a rally before. That's who they needed, because anybody else would have been like, oh, dear God, this is wrong. This is a mess. They might have noticed and thought something was wrong when there was no radio communication with the local cops who were seeing the shooter. That's why they sent the newbies in. But we'll just go with, what did Waters say? Inexperienced. Yeah, she's inexperienced. Yeah, she's, what is the excuse? Incompetent? Mm-hmm. No, she sounds highly competent at getting Donald Trump assassinated. In fact, she almost did. I don't think any of this was an accident.